Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The DH, Jim Norris. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Hood. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Freddie Pottek. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Zdeb. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Clint Hurdle. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. And now, play ball. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dade moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. There goes Bell. The throw from Porter to second, and Bell is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Pottek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pottek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pottek. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Pottek steals second. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pottek moves to third. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Pottek scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball four. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper catches it and throws to first to double up Porter. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Date hits a fly ball into right field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0-for-1 in the game. Zdeb is called out on strikes. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Brett steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grubb throws the ball into Kuiper who tags McRae, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Brett scores. It's 2-0, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Manning moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zdeb who is chasing the ball. Grubb reaches third base with a triple. Manning scores. Thornton goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, Royals, 2. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Doug Bird now pitching. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bird, and towards Potek, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens strikes out. 1 out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter is hit by the pitch. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to third. Hurdle moves to second. Dan Spillner now pitching. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Josie Deb. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Clint Hurdle now playing right field. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Date hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Otis strikes out. 2 outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Bird covering, for the out. 2 outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alexander strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norris moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Norris moves to third. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Date hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. Norris scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Manning strikes out. Porter drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Manning out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Potek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Potek steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett is walked intentionally. Jim Kern now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Potek moves to third. Brett moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Grubb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dade. Porter reaches second base with a double. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Steve Braun pinch hits for Frank White. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Freddie Potek. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. UL Washington now playing shortstop. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Norris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norris moves to third. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Norris scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dade hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Lockhock moves to second. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Amos Otis. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.